Is there anything that can stop the church? If you understand fully what the church is, why it was established, and the purpose, then you know the answer to that question. I love the church. My dad was a pastor, and still to this day, at the young age of 75, he works for and continues to be a very engaged part of the church. Most of the time, that has nothing to do with the building, even though if its doors are open, he will be there. I grew up in and around church and have made it a part of my life. It's not in the place, it's in the people, the gathering of believers to worship and serve, encouraging one another, spurring one another on in the faith. It's beautiful. Now, let's be honest. Many of you simply hearing the word church cringe. Whatever pain, whatever brokenness you experienced, that's not Jesus. I think we might all say we've been wounded by the church. Yet in my life, it's also the place I found my healing. Remember this. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open it up and there are the people, right? People are broken. We are all sinners in desperate need of grace. No church is perfect. If they claim to be, find another one. Christ came to establish his bride, the body, the church, for a very specific purpose. If you haven't noticed, it's under attack. Persecution is nothing new. It's been going on since the church was established and Peter preached in Jerusalem, adding 3,000 members. But what do we see in times of persecution, struggle, and seasons when we feel and maybe are physically scattered? Growth. All throughout history, when the church is attacked, the church grows stronger. So today, church, I want to encourage you. Stand firm for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't grow weary. A harvest is coming. As a member of the church, I simply want to proclaim today and encourage and challenge every brother and sister in Christ that may watch this. The church can't stop and won't stop. I've got three reasons why. Number one, nothing will prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hold fast to that truth, my friends. No persecution, no plague, no famine, no injustices, no cultural influence, no false teachers, no government will prevail against it. Number two, we will not be shaken. Hebrews 12:28-29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Believers in Christ have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We are citizens of heaven, and through grace by faith in Jesus, not even death has a sting. Number three, we have everything we need to do the work. Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Remember, the God of peace is in control, and we are equipped for the work at hand for such a time as this. Be encouraged. The church can't stop, won't stop. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. We will not be shaken. We have everything we need to do the work. That's the truth. Connect to a body of believers. Be on mission and discover your purpose as you grow in your faith, walk in obedience, and love God and those around you. The darkness is great, but the light we shine as the hands and feet of Jesus is greater. I'm Lori Klein.